This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, from the Bismarck Event Center, day two of the Main Street ND initiative. Fabulous day yesterday, jam-packed with all kinds of great information. We're going to do a little recap of the 2 days with Governor Doug Burgum, who will join us 1 hour from now on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk with Greg Tavine. Greg is a North Dakotan who really is a world-class connector of millennials and helping shape North Dakota for the future. Love them, hate them. Scratch your head over them, don't understand them, whatever you say about millennials. Here's a guy that can say, all right, here's what's important to us, and know that we're a big part of the workforce in the future. So it's a very worthy conversation, and so we'll find out a little bit about that as well. We have a story that is causing some tremors in the political world, written by a fellow by the name of David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. And David Drucker is going to join us on the program today here in a couple of minutes. We don't normally do guests in the first segment, but when we do, they're really good. Yeah. So anyway, we'll chat with him about that. Some people are connecting the dots to this story. It's basically a story about Tom Campbell, the candidate for the Republican nomination for Senate in North Dakota, one candidate in that race, and saying that that because, you know, in a nutshell, because he was a banker and, you know, some people got loans that had to be foreclosed on, and the Democrats will use that against him. Well, duh. I mean, for crying out loud. There's actually a number of stories in there that have been out there before, but I'm just going to let David kind of walk through the story, and then you can decide whether you see anything in that as problematic. Some people are connecting the dots between this story and this issue and this worry in Republican circles in D.C. First of all, I consider this story a story that is a product of the swamp. This is how the swamp works. It's sort of like Gary Amenith last week having CNN call and say, hey, why are you deleting tweets? I mean, seriously? Like, CNN is watching Gary. No, Heidi Heitkamp is paying attention. She has connections at CNN. That's how these stories happen. Same thing on the story she's really panicked about. I mean, this woman is in full-fledged sweats over the fact that she was caught high-fiving Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate. So she has to go get some fake news outlet to try and dissect what constitutes a high-five. And I think the high-five with Chuck Schumer is problematic, but much worse is what it was about, and that is something that should offend you to the core, and that is the idea that science tells us a baby feels pain at 20 weeks. And this bill said, can we be reasonable and draw the line here? If you're pro-life, if you're pro-choice, it doesn't matter. At 20 weeks, can we draw the line where we know science says a baby feels pain? And Heidi Heitkamp was a big fat no with a thumbs down, and over there with a high five to Chuck Schumer moments after. I'd be worried too, because that's about as un-North Dakota as you possibly can imagine. So anyway, we'll talk about that. I also am going to reveal today on the program that we will continue our little poll. Todd and I started a poll yesterday via text. I also have one via Twitter, so if you go to @ScottHennon, please follow me. I don't, you know, normally advocate for people to join in the fun and say, follow me, but I'm going to today. Please follow me @ScottHennon. I have a little poll going on about whether Congressman Cramer should reconsider. I am today going to announce on the program that I'm no longer neutral on that question. I think Congressman Cramer should reconsider, and it goes back to the vote I just mentioned about Heidi Heitkamp. Two votes have happened since Congressman Cramer said that he would not be a candidate for the Senate: the tax cut vote and the 20-week pain-capable vote. And I'll share with you why I came to that decision here in the last number of hours, that I'm no longer sort of saying, just give him the space, let him take the time he needs to decide. This is important to being a full-throated encourager, that he enter this race, and those votes are a big reason why. They really are. It's nothing to do with the story we're going to talk with David Drucker about, because I think that stuff's just part of any race. But anyway, we know that he is reconsidering, and I think the encouragement is important. I really do. So whether you think he ought to or whether he not, and by the way, it wasn't like 99-1. You know, I think we had 150 votes yesterday with our text poll, you know, and 102 were yes and 48 were no, and the no's were reasoned. And, hey, I think that, you know, Senate race can be won by Tom Campbell, one of the other candidates. I think he needs to stay in the House. He's doing good work there. So it's interesting. But I'd keep those coming. You can text us 701-367-2054. Todd's off today, so you can text me, 701-367-2054. David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, great reporter, joins us now to talk a little bit about a story that is making news in Washington, D.C., related to the political landscape and how everybody's taking a look at key Senate races, and one of those in the focus is the North Dakota race. David, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Tell me what you think is the most significant part of your reporting in this story today.
Well, I think the most significant part of the reporting is that all of the concerns about Mr. Campbell were brought to me by Republicans, not Democrats, looking to get an early jump on damaging him in advance of a presumed general election matchup with Heidi Heitkamp. And it's rare that Republicans come to me with opposition research from their own, one of their own. Now, I should point out to people that both parties routinely commission opposition research on their own candidates simply to be prepared. Is there anything they need to know? Is there anything that the candidate doesn't even remember happened? Is there some faulty paperwork? Or do they need to really be concerned that they might have a vulnerable candidate? Now, what Republicans are telling me is that Mr. Campbell looks the part, acts the part, speaks the part. He interviewed great. They liked him. And then when they got the opposition research back, there were a ton of red flags. Now, there can be some disagreements about that. But my sources on this are Republicans, not Democrats. And that, to me, was the most interesting and important, I think, part of the piece.
What do you think of all the – you've seen a lot of opposition research in your day – and they have as well. What do you think is the most troubling, would be the most difficult for him to overcome in your story?
Well, I kind of want to leave that up to you guys because you know your voters better than I do. But what concerned the Republicans I spoke to the most was that he either was a party to foreclosing on farmers in North Dakota, on farms, or that at the very least it would be very easy for the Heitkamp campaign and outside Democratic groups to run an ad that makes it very plain that he did foreclose on farmers in North Dakota. And as one of my sources said, look, you find one farmer who was foreclosed on, you put him on camera in a 30-second ad, say this is a horrible guy, kicked me out of my house, closed down my farm, and that's going to go a long way. And so I think that
From a North Dakota perspective, my first blush response to yours was that North Dakotans are just so much smarter than that, right? I mean, I don't doubt what you describe what happened in an ad, and they try it and everything else. I mean, Rick Berg, former House congressman who, you know, was defeated for Heidi Heitkamp in her race for Senate, you know, he owned a lot of property, right? And so all of a sudden he's a slumlord in an ad. But, I mean, bankers are going to foreclose, right? I mean, if you have loans,
hey,
people bank. Yeah, right. So,
I'm
mean,
with you.
I didn't expect you to defend it. I'm just kind of, I just think North Dakotans would say, well, wait a minute. I mean, you know, I think you're right. It would be tried. I just don't think that people would see that. And not to mention, you know, the picture that paints is sort of Tom Campbell, the small town banker sitting in the corner office. I mean, Tom Campbell is, you know, chairman of the bank. He didn't micromanage the bank. I mean, those lenders make those decisions, you know, all those things. But I mean, effectively, politically, I mean, they can try it. And by the way, everything outside of that little narrative and the hemp thing has been reported in one way or another already in the state. So those stories have been out already, like on the life insurance with his mother and some of those stories.
Oh, yeah, look, and people mention that to me. And I asked all these questions, there's simply a concern there. I think part of the concern may be that Heidkamp won the first time in a presidential year, overcoming a 20-point Romney victory in North Dakota and defeated Byrd by, I think it was 1 or 2 points. I can't remember exactly. And so they're concerned. I'm not saying that their concerns are legitimate or would ultimately carry the day, but that's one of the big reasons why they're not just trying to get Cramer to reconsider. They told me that they're actively recruiting and looking for anyone else of top-tier stature other than Cramer that they could get into the race because they just don't have confidence in Campbell, at least, you know, party leaders and people who pay attention to the stuff here in Washington.
David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. A couple more questions for you. Can you stay through the break, David?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll chat more on the other side of the break. By the way, I'll post the story on Facebook if you haven't yet seen it on in a moment. I'll also send it up by Twitter and... And you can weigh in on that poll, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind as we continue.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer at Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You have a lot of 2017 models. You want to make way for the 2018s. Great deals right now, right?
They are. Yeah, we have the 2018s are knocking on the door coming in, so we need to do away with the 2017s. And, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed except the savings on last year's model.
And what especially hasn't changed is that every day is made better in these hot spring spas, right?
That's right. Every time you sit in hot water of 101 degrees, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. It's magic.
And the health benefits of the sauna, same deal?
Yeah, the sauna's great for detoxing. Also, as we talked about in the past now, they did research, University of Finland, and men and women who sit in a sauna an average of 4 times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. That is the number 5 killer of men in the United States, and guess what? The cure for that disease might boil down to a little box of wood with a heater in it. A sauna.
Reason to get in now. Showroom models must go. 60 months, no interest financing. Cash discounts right now. Old halls and game tables as well. Don't forget that. The pool tables and the game tables. And some great deals because the showroom models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. 60 months, no interest financing now. Stop and see them. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Our engine on What's on Your Mind is our great sponsors. We hope and encourage, we hope you will patronize them. We encourage you to do business with these folks because they keep us going. And one of those is CJ at DAC Diesel, who is one of the busiest guys getting you back on the road. DACDiesel.com. CJ? Tell me what's up today.
Well, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to remind everybody the access that we have to either hard-to-find parts, or if you need a special part, you know, if you're one of those do-it-yourselfers, if you need a special part and you just don't like the pricing that's in town, you know, come to us, give us a shot. We can typically beat the prices not only on the internet, but in town, it's all, you know, pretty easy to beat the prices. So, you know, come over and give us a shot. You know, you're still shopping locally. You're still not taking your business elsewhere. And like I said, you know, we can pretty much beat, you know, anybody's prices, whether it's the internet or locally. So, you're going to get you're going to get a top quality product.
Of course you are. 258-5011. Give him a call. DakDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
You can trust that man. Give him a call today. David Drucker, the Washington Examiner, back with us. We're talking about a story that is rocking North Dakota's political world today a little bit. And also, of course, right in the middle of something we have picked up on over the last, I would say, week 10 days, where there have been different things of, I guess signs that Congressman Cramer was being recruited back into this race by high-level folks. I'm sort of connecting the dots on all this, David, because obviously they had the research that they've shared with you, and this conversation's been going on. I mean, do you think that's one of the reasons that we're told that Congressman Cramer is getting encouragement from the highest levels of government to get back into this race?
Yeah, well, I know it is one of the reasons. I mean, I know that Republicans, whether it's the Senate Majority Leader, the Chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, Cory Gardner, White House officials, I know that they're working on Cramer in part because they see him as a slam dunk winner, and they don't feel that way about Tom Campbell. And as we were discussing before the break, they liked Campbell when they met him. They thought to themselves, great, we have a top-tier Senate candidate who can get it done. It was the opposition research that scared them off. And as I emphasized in the piece, they are working hard to get Campbell, to get Cramer to move and to change his mind. And Cramer is also getting calls from Republican donors and encouragement from a lot of the people that were excited because they thought he was going to run originally. And concern about Campbell is among the reasons. And there's also just the belief that even though Heidi Heitkamp now has a rather liberal voting record, at least liberal for North Dakota, that she's still formidable, that you cannot dismiss her as a paper tiger, that they don't look at her first win as a fluke necessarily. I mean, you know, it was unusual. It surprised a lot of people, but they think that she has the kind of, you know, work ethic and persona that allowed her to earn that victory. And they don't want to take any chances in a state that they otherwise think just they simply wouldn't lose with Cramer running.
And the sources for this, would they be fairly considered, they've been around the block, they're big-time, national political operatives, if you will?
Look, when I write a story like this, it's important to me that my sources know what they're talking about. They may not be right about Campbell in North Dakota. I mean, it's possible that Campbell would end up doing just fine, but what my sources do know is that Cramer is being recruited by all of these high-level officials. That much I know. What my sources do have is a track record of winning very tough Senate races and being involved in tough Senate races. And what I also know is that they don't really have an axe to grind with Campbell, per se. I mean, there's not, you know, all they really want is what everybody thought was going to happen to begin with, which is Cramer to run. There's not some other candidate they have that they're working for, that they're getting paid by. I mean, there's none of that. I mean, it's important for people to understand that because obviously I did not quote these sources by name. And so I have to be able to defend that. But I feel very comfortable that, one, they understand Senate races really well. And they've been involved in Senate races in a number of different states. Two, they know what leadership is up to. And so all of the things that I reported about the concerns and what leadership is up to, I feel very, very good about.
You know, I think here's what we need to acknowledge. First of all, I would argue that much of what's in that was 100% expected to come up at some point in a race if Tom Campbell was the Senate candidate or if he ultimately ends up being the House candidate, which I'm sure that reports are accurate that he ultimately, if Congressman Cramer decided he wanted to run for the Senate, would go to the House race. And you know, would certainly, the amount of dollars invested in the, you know, the brand that he has, the consultants he uses, you know, would suggest to me he'd be a formidable candidate to get that that ultimate nomination, or get the trust of the voters in the primary for the House race. That having been said, I think that there's less margin of error for Tom Campbell if he's the Senate candidate, or anybody that is not an incumbent like Congressman Cramer, or as you say, a top-tier candidate. So, in my mind, this is why I think this has all happened for a reason. It's a good time to reassess everything. Obviously, a lot of people are encouraging from, you know, small-town, you know, farmers and ranchers that I'm hearing from by text, all the way up to probably the President of the United States, encouraging Congressman Cramer to get back in this race. I'm among them now, because I just think, not because of your story, David, as much as I think it's going to play a part in the race, I don't think it is a deal breaker. I just think, you know, this race is too important. That's pretty obvious. I mean, North Dakota's Senate race is obviously seen as extraordinarily important to the balance of power in the United States Senate the next cycle, right?
Yeah, look, Republicans are defending a one-seat majority, and even though the Senate map, the states that are up for election in this cycle, favor the Republicans, and many of them, like North Dakota, or at least some of them, like North Dakota, are particularly predisposed to the president. Things in a midterm can go sideways if you're not careful. You know, the Democrats learned that in 2010. When you looked at the Senate map at the outset of the 2010 election cycle, it was very favorable toward the Democrats, and the politics changed, and Republicans ended up picking up all sorts of seats that nobody would have thought they ever had a chance at. So that's why a lot of Republicans now, with 2010 in hindsight and knowing how things went right for them and wrong for the opposition, don't want to take any chances. And, you know, what other people have told me as well is just simply, it's not even just the C's here. I keep getting them confused. It's not just that Cramer is the incumbent or Cramer maybe has a cleaner, you know, record or what have you. You know, I'm told that he's just very popular, that your voters like him, and that they think well of him. And so it's not just a matter of a guy they know or an incumbent. It's somebody who's very well thought of in a very important race, and that's another reason why Republicans targeted him from the beginning as their preferred Senate candidate. And these things are not always a fait accompli. You know, we saw Rick Berg lose to Heidi Heitkamp in 2012. He was the House incumbent. So it's not like they went to him just to see the House incumbent and, oh, well, I mean, you know, from what people tell me, he's just very well thought of up in your neck of the woods. And that's one of the reasons he made such an attractive recruit for Senate race.
Great reporting, David Drucker. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Anytime. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Your fascinating race, folks. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
On your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Anything in that conversation that has you saying, "Oh boy, I wouldn't vote for somebody that did that." I guess we didn't go through everything, and I don't want to. I put the story up a moment ago, and I realize you haven't probably had a lot of time to do it. But again, if someone that is a banker, and again, in Tom Campbell's case, he's obviously. Isn't anymore, but was chairman of a board of directors for a bank. I mean, you're not the banker making day-to-day decisions, right? You have a president of all the different banks, and you know, but you know, you're part of the leadership, certainly. But you're not the person that's deciding, do I give the loan, do I not? You know, I don't know. I just think, you know, anybody that's had to have been foreclosed on, I get, you know, there's probably, you know, a million things that you wish. This should have been that way or that way, and maybe, you know, you feel. But if it gets to that point, obviously it is a decision that is, you know, from a set of consequences that nobody envisioned when the thing began. I don't know why you'd say, oh, a banker now is disqualified from being a candidate for Congress because they had to foreclose on people. I mean, okay, no car dealers, because there were some people who. You know, got the car loan, couldn't afford it, and they had to repossess the car. Do they think we're that stupid? I don't know. I just don't see a lot of this as being any kind of bombshell stuff. However, that having been said, let me repeat. So yesterday I came on the air and I said what? I said, hey, I think it's to the point where we have enough conversation going on that Congressman Cramer is being recruited to be, a candidate again for the Senate, that we should think about this, and what do you want? Should he reconsider it? Should he get in? Or should he just stay put and go with his original decision? Yes or no, right? That's what I'm asking. And as the show ended yesterday, there were over 150 responses. I've not even gone back to tally them because I'm just going to wait and do it tomorrow when Congressman Cramer joins us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. But again, 2-1 in favor of him doing it. And some very good comments. I mean, really, I think interesting comments, thoughtful comments about this. I'll share a few in a moment here of those comments. But I have to tell you, I have come to the opinion that I'm moving from wanting to know what you think to joining those on the 2-1 in favor of saying, this needs to happen. This needs to happen. And so David Drucker, Washington Examiner, his sources are, you know, top Senate leaders, you know, political operatives that have been there a long time. You know, I mean, people that know. What do they say? Got to get Cramer in this race. is winnable, can be won, got to get him in that race. Well, I have a hard time just sort of blowing all that off. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind your take on it. So here's the telephone numbers. 800-228-0550. Local number, if you're calling from the 701 number, 701-258-0550. You can text me today, either your comments on any and all topics here on the program, or if you want to weigh in on our text poll on whether Congressman Kramer ought to go back to the drawing board, reconsider all this, yes or no, all you need to text, yes or no. I mentioned this yesterday, but I'll mention it again. For your trouble in participating in our poll, we'll be giving away some MyPillows. And all you need to do for that is just text yes or no. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. We are at the Main Street ND Initiative. This is actually the Main Street ND Summit, but the Main Street North Dakota Initiative is something that is very fascinating to me and a way to really get, I believe, community leaders to think a little bit differently, to just think a little bit differently about mainly recruiting a workforce, building a quality of life, tackling the issues important to communities, property taxes. So this is a fascinating conversation that's been going on the last couple of days. Governor Burgum will join us top of next hour to talk a little bit about it as well on the program, so we look forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know, when you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application. And nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. High Plains Apache Mandan, call them at 701-663-2375. 701-663-2375, our number. All right. Let me go through some of these comments I find rather interesting. And I have them in several different places, so I need to find those here. Interestingly enough, somebody's trying to call my phone. Now, let me tell you, dear listeners, we really, really, really enjoy your calls to the program. And if you call the program, that's put this in your speed dial, 258-0550, okay? 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Also enjoy your text, especially like this little text poll we're doing now. Should Kramer get back in that Senate race? Yes. No, he should stay put. Either answer yes or no, 367-2054. But you can't call 367-2054, or I can't read your text. So my phone's been ringing off the hook here. Here's some of your answers. Scott, yes to Kramer for Senate. The Supreme Court of the United States issue is huge. Here's a texter to say, wasn't John Hoeven a banker too at one time? Of course he was. Same thing. That story, I mean, if you read that story, say that story was about Kevin Kramer, and Kevin Kramer was in the House, and Kevin Kramer had a background as a banker, as this listener points out, like John Hoeven did. We'd be laughing at it, saying it's ridiculous. Now, I think in this case, it's being used as part of the encouragement of Congressman Kramer. Unfortunately, it comes at Senator Campbell's expense, and I think is misplaced. North Dakotans are smarter than that. They're smarter than this stuff. They really are. Now, I have no doubt all of it would be used and tried. I mean, they did it with Rick Berg. You know, look, the one thing Democrats are really good at, the one thing you'll always hear me praising Democrats at, and that's at being really good, cunning politicians. They are the best of the best. And look, you folks, this is in North Dakota's DNA. When you have folks like, well, I'll just tell you, when I moved to North Dakota in 1984, the first political race that I followed in North Dakota was 1986, and it was Kent Conrad, the challenger, against Mark Andrews, the incumbent. Okay? That's how I cut my teeth in North Dakota politics. And I saw this unbelievable man, Mark Andrews, incredible public servant. I mean farmer. I mean just out of central casting in the way of integrity and his service to North Dakota. And along comes Kent Conrad with, I mean, no record, right? I mean, like 5 minutes in the state tax commissioner's office. But a political animal of all political animals, who, of course, was coached by his now wife, Lucy Caluti, at the time. Again, part of the Democratic underbelly of very cunning politicians. I mean, they're just very, very good at this stuff. And, you know, voila, he wins. You know, Earl Pomeroy, Byron Dorgan, Heidi Heitkamp, and who else? I guess Roger Johnson, you throw in that a little bit later. But all but Roger. Roger really didn't have the political savvy. But Kent, Byron, Earl, Heidi, I'm telling you, they come out of a special skill set where they can be very liberal, very much opposed in much of their policies to what North Dakotans believe in, but so good politically that they sort of mesmerize people, like hypnotize them. Heidi can do that, too. And, you know, I used to say at least she's a nice person, but I don't know how a nice person votes for thinking it's okay for 20-week-old babies who science proves feel pain to have their lives ended. Nice people don't do that. So I'm losing that label. But politically, against oil and gas, look at the methane rule. Hammered the industry. But what is her persona? She's pro-energy. She's not pro-energy. Anybody that's for big taxes is not pro-energy. Anybody that won't remove Obama's rules isn't pro-energy. And I go right down the list. But how she's viewed is different from all that. They're good at it. Steve, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Yes, I think Kramer should jump in. I think the probability of him beating Heidi is excellent. You know, nothing's guaranteed. But the actions that she's taken here in the last, you know, 6-8 months, I think really, really challenge her. I mean, supporting Hillary Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton wanted to outlaw coal. I mean, how can you be a North Dakota senator and support a person for president that's gonna shut down the coal industry? That just seems insane. That high five incident after the abortion vote is sad.
I think it is sad. You nailed it, Steve. You nailed it. Sad is what the best describes that. And by the way, it's what finally, and I'll at some point share why, finally pushed me from sort of saying give Kevin the space to decide here to saying, Kevin, you got to run. Chris, you got to run. That vote alone right there, it is sad. I'm totally with you. And by the way, a lot of people are saying that. I came late to this party. Tony and Bismarck, your take.
Yeah, I think Kramer should stay where he's at. I think anybody that runs against Heidi is going to win. Heidi doesn't have a chance.
You know what's funny? So I didn't get to all the comments I was planning to do, but, you know, about 2-1 that think he should run versus no. But most of the no's say exactly what you say, Tony, that, you know, it doesn't matter who runs against her, she'll get beat. I don't have that confidence, but I do think Tom Campbell would beat her. I do. I do.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, you know, I mean, he's got the same political operatives that Doug Burgum did. That's how'd that work out for Doug, right? Number two, he's got a great. He's a good guy. I mean, he's a farmer. He's from Grafton. He's personable. He's tireless. He doesn't stop. You know, he goes. I agree. But that's kind of how the swamp works. I do think this is fair, though, Tony. See if you agree with me. His margin of error is less than Kramer's would be. You agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, something we have to acknowledge. But appreciate the call. Bruce, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Texter says, I heard your interview with a Beltway bum this morning. I'm a long-haul truck driver from Indiana, so my dog is in this hunt draining the sewer. Being a long-time listener of yours, I find it hard to understand why you, a so-called conservative, would fall for crap from a spokesman from the sewer. McConnell and all the professionals want you in North Dakota to send them another rhino, sewer dweller, rubber stamp for McConnell. If you look at Kramer's voting record and rhetoric, that's what he is. This country voted for Donald Trump to drain the sewer. Why send another McConnell supporter? I'm confused. Need my name to consider this above board. My name is Keith Klein from Indiana. No, Keith, that's fine. I just, with all due respect, think that maybe the news isn't getting to Hoosierville enough related to the votes of Congressman Kramer. I don't know what you would consider something that would put him in the McConnell category, if you even look at his comments about the Senate. You know he's no fan of McConnell and the Senate. He's been quite critical, and they are obviously so concerned about this race. I think the whole deal with the David Drucker story and the premise behind it is that this race is a big dang deal in the balance of power. Okay? North Dakota's Senate race may decide the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States of America. Okay? North Dakota's Senate seat may be just the last best hope for a firewall for Donald Trump in the United States of America. So I think it's no small deal. So I think this is about bedwetters. I'm going to call them bedwetters because that's what they are, and that's what Washington is. They're a bunch of bedwetters going, oh, I don't know if this guy, there's some opposition research, we're a little worried. None of this stuff in what they said, in my mind, you know, it's all been out there before. It's nothing new. That's what I was trying to tell him. To me, the story, the reason I had him on is to say, folks, that's how much people are paying attention out there, which I think says something. All right, who is next here? Western North Dakota, we go to Bruce. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it's more on what type of a fire we put in there. You said that the Democrats are cunning politicians, which they are, but they're ruthless politicians. And they'll lie, they'll do anything they can to win. And we can't have a candidate that comes in here with a bunch of 20-some-year-old advisors from Washington, where they are, and tell the guy how to run a campaign. I thought Rick Berg ran the worst campaign I'd ever seen. You know, it was incredible. I told him, I said, your campaign is not good, and you're getting beat. And I don't think he could believe me, because they're aggressive, and you're going to have to define Heidi Heitkamp. If you're going to go in there and run on just the issues and now I'm not going to get in a ditch, you're going to get beat, because that's how they win. I mean, Rick Berg was an out-of-touch millionaire. He made some bolt. They tried to call him a killer, and that's what they do. And whoever runs, they're going to define, and they're going to attack, and they're going to find one little thing exaggerated, or they'll make something up. You've got enough on Heidi Heitkamp that you can go after her. I mean, hey, what kind of a heartless person does it take who won't get up out of a chair to honor the mourning parents of two young girls who were slaughtered by MS-13? And, the Democratic Party and Heidi Heitkamp thinks that the money that people are getting back from the tax cuts are crumbs. She voted against the tax cut. I mean, there's a ton out there you can destroy Heidi Heitkamp with, but you've got to do it.
Let me ask you something, Bruce. When you say you got to do it, you mean the candidate, and I agree with you, and that has to be part of the campaign. How about you? Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to sit at coffee with people who, oh, Heidi's nice, oh, Heidi, you know, she works hard, oh, Heidi, and actually have that uncomfortable conversation across the table where you live?
I've done it.
I believe you have.
To do it. I haven't been outspoken until a few years ago when I started getting involved. But a vote for Heidi Heitkamp is a vote for socialism. I mean, basically, if the Democrats win back the Senate and the House, we're going to have a socialist country. This is not only a fight for the seat. This is a fight for the survival of the country as we know it. And you put the Democrats in power, you know what? What are you going to have, a sanctuary nation? I mean, these people have gone so far to the left. And, hey, by the way, Chuck, one of the biggest lies out there, and she lies, is that she votes the will of the people. That is an outright lie. And you can go find her voting record. The people in North Dakota are conservative. But she's Chucky. I call her Chucky's girl, is what she is. And, you know, she got awfully excited to... She couldn't get up and pay respect to mourning parents, but she got very excited and walked across the room and high-fived Chuckie Schumer after she made a vote to stop the abortion of young babies at 20 weeks where they could feel pain. That got her excited. Boy, was she happy about that. the killing of babies that, you know, when they can feel the pain yet. So, I mean, you've got to use all that honor. If you sit back and, well, I'm for this and I'm for that, and she comes out, yeah, you're a killer, or you're this or you're that, we've already seen it happen here. And that's the way it's going to be. But we have to have somebody that understands how to fight and fight back.
I agree with you, Bruce. You got to fight fire with fire. I would also say, though, it's really easy for a lot of people to sit on the sidelines and say, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that. I'm suggesting this race and the future of this country, the races that are up in North Dakota, all of us need to do that every day where we live.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.